Good morning.
Good morning.
When I thought about this message a couple of weeks ago, the language of God, I thought about how easy it would be to say that it is love. I think we know that. And I think each of us inherently knows that when we're feeling these wonderful feelings that we have towards others and towards ourselves, hopefully, that we are experiencing love and love's presence. But I wanted to go back a little bit before this and talk about what I think would be the language of God. In 1 John in Scripture, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God and with God," and that basically Christ Jesus was the Word. And what is this Word? What is it that is being spoken about in Scripture? And I'd like to go forth with that a little bit today and see how it relates in our lives, this idea of the Word. Words are human contrivances that we have invented to explain emotions and states of mind from the time that we were little. We were taught through words what was appropriate, what was inappropriate. We expressed some things here, not some things there. In other words, words were the way we learned. And I often wondered, do our emotions come first or do the words come first? Or are they so inextricably linked that we can't separate them? In other words, when we say, "I love you," we properly need to know who the I is who is saying that. I have this feeling that's very strong, especially since I've been in ministry. And that's been now going to be 15 years I celebrate this month. And my experience has grown over that time in thinking about the idea of words and words and communication. And what does it properly mean when we say certain things? Are we really thinking what lines up in our minds? For example, a husband may look at his wife and say, "What a sight." Or may look at his wife and say, "What a sight." Same three words, but the inflection is positive on one and somewhat negative on the other. It's how we communicate. It is our intent. So I'd like to go back from the words a little bit and talk about intention. What do we mean to communicate? How do we want to interact with each other? And that's decided, first of all, by ourselves inside, by the way that we are using words for or against ourselves. The language of God is love. And as I said, we know that. And now I think it's incumbent upon us to extrapolate for ourselves what that means and looks like, first inside us and then in relationship to other people. In other words, I think if we're not clear with our intention and our loving, we're not going to be clear with others, and we're going to muddy communication, and we're going to create problems. Words do mean things. Words are the way we communicate with one another. So in our own communication inside ourselves, it begins. And so my particular job is hopefully to remind you who and whose you are, and the divinity that's inside you, and when you speak, you are representing the use of that power one way or another. Scripture also says, "Let the weak say, I am strong." Call it before you see it. These are words we say to ourselves as we are enjoined to do by Scripture. Call those things that are not as though they were. That begins with a thought inside, and then we give utterance to that in the way that we feel comfortable. What I'm trying to say is the power that we have inside, the way we decide to use that, is the way that words come forward. In other words, it's our own unique understanding. A word may be different to you than it is to me because you've had a different experience with hearing it than I have. Some people grew up with very critical parents, very critical authority figures. Some were blessed to have loving authority figures that when words were used, they meant positive and wonderful things. Unfortunately, sometimes words were used against these same folks. And sometimes it happened that both these extremes were represented in our lives. So we get a little muddied up in our communication. So one of the things that I'd like to challenge you about this morning in talking about the language of God is, what would Spirit have us say in any given instance, and how do we know? Well, the first thing I say is, you first do no harm. You let kindness be your guide. And then you're taking a pause to allow Spirit to speak through you instead of speaking by rote and not thinking about what you're saying or not thinking about what you're thinking about. You see, communication between people, oral and written, is the only way we have to interact with one another. And they represent states of mind. So I ask you to walk back inside yourself, look at your state of mind, and see what you're communicating first to yourself, because that's going to be secondarily what you communicate to others. You can't think more highly of others than you think of yourself. Now think about that. We're told to do unto each other as we would have done unto us. So it would be done unto us. To do that properly, we have to be aligned inside and feeling the Spirit inside and feeling unified and whole inside. Otherwise, we become part of the problem. We give words to people that we may not mean, that we are certainly mean in another way, or we look back later on and think, I wish I hadn't said that. Sometimes it's too late to unblow a horn. So what I would say is, if we have an intent to communicate from the heart, then our words come naturally. Have you noticed when you're angry or you're upset, how fast those words can come out and come out of your mind, out of your mouth, and out there? Before you even know it, you say, oh boy, I wish I had that back later on. But when you've had a chance to meditate, cogitate, think, write, whatever it may be, the words come out in the way they're meant to, with love, with understanding, with support for yourself and others. The emotional state we have is greatly affecting our life. It affects us by the words we say to ourselves and the words we say to other people. To me, the language of God, if God was able to come down here, and I believe that we all are part of God, and I believe, of course, that Jesus Christ came and walked this earth. I also believe that God was in the Buddha, in the Shiva, in any of these enlightened masters, not more than you and me, but equally present, because they were able to give word and wording to things that we may have thought about, but we couldn't actually do it the way they did it. In other words, they were, quote, enlightened. And I think enlightenment is something all of us can reach. I believe in self-actualization for everyone. I don't believe that that is just belonging to a few. I believe it's something we can set an intent for and say, I own this, it's mine, and I'm going to live it. Words inside create that. Think of it. We don't think in our minds in words. We think in pictures. So first we have a picture, and then we have words. So I'd like to challenge you this morning also to think about what you're thinking about and how you're doing that. The pictures that you entertain of your mind, of you, and situations outside of you generally come to pass because you expect it. And if you don't find it, you'll keep looking for it. You believe every word you say to yourself. Now, I know that's a broad statement, but think about it a minute. First, it comes to your mind, may have been there, and you give utterance to it. You're saying something that you felt for quite a while. Or you're saying something that you may have heard, but it was consonant and resonant inside you because it stayed there. And that's why I'd like to tell you today to forgive yourself for the words you've spoken about yourself and about other people when they are less than the best. Christ Jesus was always looking for the best in others, and he spoke words of health and love and healing and life over everybody he met. We're challenged to do the very same thing. Our words, the way we live, the way we act and respond, become an example to everyone around us, and they either catch the spirit we have, or they say, I don't want a part of that, and walk away. That's why toxic religion is so damaging, because it makes people feel less than what they are. They hear words that they are broken, that they are in need of something that only one group can supply, and then they become isolated, and they walk away from the love they are, that they are, and begin to project judgment and guilt and fear on the world. All because of the words that they heard that were constant in their life and reflected what they felt about themselves. I ask you to turn this around today in another way and see the words that you've spoken and the things that you've said to people from a position of learning about yourself. The things that we charge, the emotions that we charge the most with words, are things that have affected us deeply emotionally one way or another. Those stay in the back of our minds consistently, and they wait for experiences and appearances in order to give rise to be able to talk like this. For example, a judgmental person, a fearful person, an angry person will find situations to be judgmental, fear-ridden, and angry about. A happy person, a loving person, will look for areas of life to be happy, kind, and loving in. You get what you look for. And in this way, we create our own reality because it happens inside us first. You're always at choice about what you can think. You're always at choice about the words you speak to yourself, what you believe about yourself, and what you would consider makes you who you are. So I would ask you this morning, if there have been words that you have spoken to yourself for a long time, or things that you have heard from other people that make you feel less than who you are, that diminish who you are, that have not produced what you want in your life, that you rethink the communication style, that you have with yourself and with others. And there's a rough rule of thumb that I use about communication. If it's necessary, say it. If it's not necessary, hold it back. Now, I don't mean to hold back ideas of praise and thanksgiving and love for other people. I'm talking about those words that just seem to come out in a nervous way because we don't know what else to say and we're just throwing it out there. I think we need to be intentional about how we communicate with one another. And to be intentional with that, first off, you have to be intentional inside yourself about what you're listening to, who is saying this, what voice you're hearing from your past when you think about you. It's said, you become what you think about. Shad Helmstetter wrote a book called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself about 25 years ago. He said that self-talk was the most important thing that he could imagine as a psychologist because it's something that goes on with us every single day over and over. And we all know the conversation and the words that go round and round in our heads in a kind of crazy way because we say we can't stop it. And we look for meditation to stop it, and we still keep hearing this go over and around and around. In other words, the mind is always busy. And I'm saying, make this busyness work for us. Make this internal chatter work for you. You have to interrupt the thoughts that hurt. Interrupt those things and those words inside that make you feel less than who you are. Even if they sound like a loved one or authority figure that you may have respected, you must chart a new course for yourself. And the way you do that is the way you talk to yourself. The words you use in describing who and what you are. Excuse me. God spoke a good word, and the world came into existence. The words we speak create our world. The words we speak create our self-image. And the words we speak affect other people. Now, I ask you today to go into those places in your mind where you have been critical to yourself, been critical of others, and ask, was it necessary? Was it true? And do you need to hold on to it? And as a bonus, I might say, and how is it serving you? Communication to yourself, from yourself, is the lodestone of how you're going to communicate to others. You can't give to anybody else what you don't have yourself. That's why education, the root word, educare, means to draw forth what's already there. I don't think that any teacher can teach you something you don't know, can only tap that which you know already and bring it to fruition as it affects you. See, life is really a do-it-yourself project, and self-talk is ultimately a do-it-yourself project. To make your thoughts and words and ideas line up with the truth of your being means that you will communicate to others in a way that blesses them, that does not do harm. Metaphysics and the study of new thought properly has talked about words from the very beginning. We've said, speak the good word, claim the good word. These are concepts that we've used to construct our reality. That's why when we hear thoughts that hear people talk about thoughts that are positive, we say, if only I could get hold of that, if only I could believe that, why not? Because it's bumping into some other words you told yourself earlier. It may be a new concept to you, and you're going to discard it because it doesn't line up with what you've heard or said to yourself all along. If you get this today, what I'm talking about, I believe it can revolutionize the way you live, because the words that go round and round in your mind will be interrupted by your new intention. And anything that says to you you're less than who you are less than a child of God, you will stop and you will question that and you will challenge it and you will love yourself for having gone through it and love yourself enough to forgive yourself for speaking to yourself that way and choose another way of communication with yourself. See, it all begins right here. You and me, we are individuals using the one power and the one presence in our lives. And when we do that inside ourselves the right way, we're going to interact with other people, and they're going to catch what we have. We're going to give it back and forth to one another. It's going to be loving. It's going to be new. It's not going to be communication by rote. Nobody enjoys thinking the same things over and over again. It may feel comfortable. It may feel usual, but it's not the way to live. The best way to live is to greet each moment as fresh and new. And don't let your precious, darling opinions about the past color this wonderful present. Don't be like the person who says, I've been through this before. I know what to expect with this. That colors the present moment. Those words you speak inside keep you from experiencing what is here right now. So you see, when the language of God was first talked about many, many years ago, and I'm just going back as far as Meister Eckhart, he said rightly that God speaks in love, but the individual grabs hold of that love and that power in their own unique way and either turns it against themselves or others, or sometimes turns it for themselves and for others, or it's a mixture. Now can you see why the world is in the shape it's in? Because we're all at different areas and levels, vibrating to our own frequencies, and we're bumping into the unhealed parts of ourselves, the disowned parts of ourselves, the parts of ourselves that cry out the most and we want to run from. because we don't want to think about that particular part of ourselves at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm saying that the best thing to do is think about that part of yourself at 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't disown it. Love it. Forgive it. Bless it for the lesson it gave you. It brought you where you are, and that's a good place to be because you're going to make a change and walk forward and speak differently about it to yourself and reflect differently about it out there. Communication is everything. The intent that you have inside, if loving, your communication will follow that. If it's ambivalent, it will follow that too. And if it's negative and angry, it will follow that. What I'm saying is look to yourself first. Metaphysics is sometimes said to be self-centered. We talk about, I am this, I am that, how it is focused on the individual. Well, you see, you have to build the individual in order to build the community. I've never seen something work that comes from fiat to a group of people and say, you all must do this way. That completely disowns the individuality of folks. And I think that that's the fun part of being in this human experience, is that we get to experience people on levels that we enjoy and on levels that we resonate with. And the more positive it is, the better it is. There are people who can come together and use their words against themselves and other people. There are whole groups and movements of folks that are dedicated to speaking very negative words, very anti-human ideas communicated to one another. And we know those as lower forms of energy. The higher forms of energy are when we come together in support of what we're for and what we believe and what is positive. I remember not too long ago, someone in my neighborhood kept saying, you must not allow your dog to walk anywhere near my grass. This person had a dog himself, and I knew him as a very loving person. He even put out a piece of paper that said, nobody is allowed to let their animal walk on my lawn. And I went to this guy and I said, you know, I know you as an animal lover. What's the deal with this? And he said, I'm tired of picking up after other people's animals. And I said, but it makes it sound like you don't like the dog. Oh, no, I love them. And I said, but this piece of paper doesn't show that. So what he did, and I think what was a wonderful way to handle this, was to put little baggies there in the yard on a post. And instead of those letters, it was, if your animal walks through here, please feel free to pick up after it. In other words, it was a proactive, positive solution that at the beginning of it looked like something very negative in that paper he wrote. Later I found out he was just tired of having to clean up his yard. In other words, his words didn't really line up with his intention of who he was, really a very loving man about animals and people, but he was tired of that particular issue. And that happens to us. We maybe have the loving, wonderful intention in our heart, but there are places that are raw inside us, and we need to go in, fix those, and love them, and say it another way. I'm asking you today to look at your life another way vis-a-vis the communication you have with yourself. Because the ones that you have with yourself is the one you're going to have with other folks. You can't treat other people better than you treat yourself. It may look like you do that for a while, but you don't really believe it. You see, I take this thing seriously that Christ Jesus said, it is done to you as you believe. As is the big word. What do we believe about ourselves? What do we believe about those words? When the Buddha says, we become what we think about all day long. What did that mean? The thoughts that we have become the words that we speak. Unless you're going into a monastic experience and you decide to cloister yourself and not speak for a year, and I've known and heard of some folks that have done that, known one person. And even then, they are clearing themselves to come out of that experience to have a more abundant life, a more effective way of communicating God's love, their experience of life. So you see, we'll always be thinking, and we'll always hear chatter in our minds, and we'll always have images. My hope today is that those line up in a positive way for you. You can't carry negativity in one area and really enjoy the positivity you have in another. You need to bring these elements together, bless them under the umbrella of grace and love, and say, I may not understand this right now, but I'm willing to learn from it. We're called to be students of life. To me, we're on a progression upward. We're going someplace. The great architect of this universe did not build a stairway leading nowhere. I believe that this experience that we're now in can be enhanced by the way we think. Indeed, the only way it can be enhanced is through our thoughts and how we use them. So the thoughts that I would ask you to meditate on this week or think about are the ones that uplift you to the highest vision you have of yourself. What is your purpose? And when you talk to yourself about your purpose, what do you say? If you are a giver, you can say, I am a joyful giver. It's stated in a positive, affirmative way. Joyful people don't say, I grudgingly give. I don't really want to, but here. And they're abundant. They open their hearts, and they're effusive. And I love folks like that. Some say they're bombastic, they come on too strong, but I've always enjoyed somebody who's enthusiastic about what they do or what they're thinking about. They're thinking inside in words that are exciting, and they uplift them, and then people get around them and they catch that. That's what I'd like us to be inside. Effusive, the words we say about ourselves with effusive praise. Effusiveness for the joy and the goodness of being alive. When we're doing that to ourselves, we're getting ready to do it to others. And then we're doing what Christ Jesus said to do. Unto yourself as you do to others. It really is a do-it-yourself project. Life is that way. We don't always like that. And that's why we run to somebody for advice sometimes when we know the answer. Sometimes we run to get confirmation of what we think we know. Sometimes we're like fearful people huddled together and say, that's right, isn't it? This isn't so bad, is it? We want other people to agree with us sometimes in our weakness instead of taking a stand for ourselves and walking forward and saying, I don't know how this is all going to turn out right now, but I believe in the God that's with me and never leaves me for a moment. Or, as the Course in Miracles says, if you knew who walked beside you, you would never again be afraid. What wonderful, beautiful promises. So that when you go inside to work on all this and heal all this, you can invoke that wonderful presence that never leaves you and say, guide me in the way that you would have me communicate with myself, because that's the way I'm going to do it with others. And don't be afraid to let go of some precious, darling feelings. I know some folks who look forward to being attacked. I mean, they see every suggestion you may make, every idea that you present to them as an attack and as something that threatens them, because they feel scared already, because they're not sure of really what they are already, and you're meeting that, and that's hard. So the words that uplift others that you say to yourself are the ones that you're going to show outwardly. So you see, it's like a figure eight. It goes around and back to you again. That's how you create your reality, one of the ways, by the thoughts you think and the words you say. I invite you to bless yourselves with the best word. Say the good word to yourself. Say the word that line up with what God says about you. You are God's. Jesus said that. Have I not said ye are God's? Not God with the big G, but the small g. And you get to go and create your life the way you want. You get to make those decisions. What wonderful way was this set up, that we're not automatons, that we're not robots, but we're free to tell ourselves a new story any moment we choose. And if that looks like writing it down, if that looks like going to a counselor, whatever it may be, you have the not only the right but the obligation as a growing human being to change your mind, to change your self-talk, and therefore to change your reality. That's what we're properly about here. And that's what we come to uphold in each other, the light and love that we all are. And we do this through the communication that we have. Let's make it a good one. And when we speak, let's speak those things that we want more of for ourselves and also more of for other people. And let's drop those opinions that we may have carried around all these years. Let's say, I'm less than, I messed up too bad, it won't work. Those things that keep us prisoner inside our personality. Life is new every day. I believe we should be too. And give thanks for you all being here today. And give thanks that this is so. Amen.